This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You are listening to Rabbi Zidni with Mawlana Habib Bulba.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Rabbi Zidni on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning. We continue with Quran Gateway series and this is episode number 3, mashallah. Last week we discussed wahi. We discussed the importance of wahi in this world. What is the meaning of wahi? We discussed how did wahi come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We looked at the three different ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all three are known as wahi. We said that the Prophet of Allah would either receive wahi by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspiring his heart, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would speak to him from behind the veil, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down an angel who would come down with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also spoke about the intensity of wahi, that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive wahi, he would perspire profusely, he would start to shiver, and the intensity would be such that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tremble. Now today I want to discuss the historical background to the Quranic revelation. I want to go into the historical background step by step and take you through each process as to how the Quran actually came down. So the first thing that we need to understand, that the Quran had passed through three phases. The first descent of the Quran was to Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. And here the Quran came in its entirety. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. Allah indicates towards us in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the entire Quran to the Lawh al-Mahfuz. That's the first descent of the Quran. The second descent of the Quran is to Al-Baytul Ma'mur, or also known as Baytul Izzah. Al-Baytul Ma'mur or Al-Baytul Izzah. That's the second descent of the Holy Quran. Al-Baytul Ma'mur is directly above the Kaaba that we have in this world. And it is found in the heavens, and which the Malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala circumambulate and they make tawaf of. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We have revealed the Quran in a blessed night. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And also شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. All these verses indicate towards the second descent of the Quran, and which is towards Al-Baytul Ma'mur or Al-Baytul Izzah. The third descent of the Quran was then from there onwards towards the world. And this came down in bits and pieces according to the need of the time. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this in the Quran, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with the divine message. So here we learn, brothers and sisters in Islam, that there are three descents of the Quran. The first descent to Lawh al-Mahfuz, the second descent to Baytul Ma'mur, and the third descent to the world. And the third descent came over a period of 23 years. It came in bits and pieces. According to the need of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal the Quran. The question rises here that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Quran over a period of 23 years and not at one go? So there are many reasons. I'm just going to highlight one or two. The first one is for practical purposes. If you give somebody an entire manual and you give them 600 pages and tell them this is your way of life and this is your code of conduct, how is that person going to practice on that book? By looking at the book itself, he will be taken aback and he will say, you know what, it's a mammoth task for me. I can't practice on the entire book at one go. Yes, I can understand if you can introduce to me concepts one after the other and slowly, slowly you can bring in the concepts, I can still understand. But if you are going to introduce the entire deen to me in one go through the book form, it's going to become impossible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the practicality and Allah sent down the Quran over 23 years, so the Sahaba were able to practice any injunction that came down. The Prophet of Allah would inform the Sahaba, and so they were able to practice on those injunctions. Now imagine if Salah came down, Zakah came down, Hajj came down, Ramadan all came down in one go in the Quran. How would the Sahaba manage with the implementation of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Slowly, slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced one concept at a time, and that's how the Quran came down over 23 years. So number one, because of practical reasons and because of practicality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran over 23 years. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran over 23 years so that the Quran could remain relevant. So a person has got a lot of money, he wants to know how to spend it, he would come to the Prophet of Allah and he would ask, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. O Nabi of Allah, tell us, where do we spend our money? And so the Quran would come down. قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Allah says, whatever you want to spend, spend on your parents first. The first avenue of spending is your parents. Spend on them generously. Then your relatives, your family members, then the poor people and the travelers and the wayfarers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted where to spend your money. When the need arose, Allah would send down Quran. And so the Quran came down over 23 years according to the need of the time. I'll give you another example. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with the Muslim army, and this was after the battle of Bani al-Mustalaq. The army got delayed because of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha losing her necklace, etc. I'm not going to go into the long story. But at that time, the Muslim army needed to perform salah, and the ruling was that at the time of salah, you need to perform wudu before you can actually go into salah. But the problem that the Muslim army encountered was that there was no water around. There was no water around. So what do you do in a situation like that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the verses of tayammum. For the first time, the Muslim ummah made tayammum and performed salah. And this was through the barakah of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also, mashallah. So here again, what I'm highlighting is that whenever the need arose, whenever a need came up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down Quran. That is why the Quran was revealed in bits and pieces, because it was revealed at a certain time for a certain purpose and to educate the people also. So likewise, you find many other ayats of the Quran. Now imagine if the Quran came down in its entirety, and now you are experiencing a difficulty. You don't know where to refer to in the Quran, number one. And number two, you don't know how to apply the verse also. So to look at things practically, Allah would send a verse to the Prophet of Allah, or wahi to the Prophet of Allah. And then the Prophet of Allah would show the Sahaba. He himself would show the Sahaba as to how to apply this verse and where it fits in and how it should be implemented. So that's the reason why the Quran took 23 years to come down to the world. Subhanallah.
You are listening to Rabbi Zidni with Mulana Habib Boba.
It is Quran Gateway series, and this is episode number 3, and thus how we have discussed the descent of the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Al-Lawhul Mahfud, then the second descent to Al-Baytul Izzah or Al-Baytul Ma'mur, and the third descent which came down to the world over a period of 23 years. And we discussed the wisdom behind it also. Now I want to discuss, at the time of revelation, the Prophet of Allah would rush into retaining whatever has been revealed to him. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exert himself. So as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would be reciting and giving the wahi down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would be exerting himself. And the reason why he was doing this is that he wanted to memorize every letter and every word of the wahi according to how it was revealed. And he did not want to make any mistake. And so he would hurry himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه. O Nabi of Allah, don't rush, don't worry. When wahi is being sent to you, when the Qur'an is coming down to you, you must just follow Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. As far as putting it into your heart and your memory, that's our job. That's our job, that's not your job. Don't worry about that. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. O Nabi of Allah, don't worry. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ. It is our responsibility to see that the Qur'an is transferred to your bosom, is transferred to your heart, and it's committed to memory. It's our responsibility. So if Allah has taken responsibility, you can rest assured that there is no errors at all. Alhamdulillah. Aside from that, each year the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make one complete khatam with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Ramadan. But prior to him passing away, before he passed away and before he left this world, he made two khatams, two completions of the Quran with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. This was an indication to say that the Prophet of Allah is going to be leaving this world very soon. And also, this was to see that everything is perfect and fine, that there are no errors, and alhamdulillah, everything has been taken care of. So you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself divinely made arrangements for the preservation of wahi in the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now let's look at the first wahi that came down to this world. The very first verse that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go into seclusion for many days. He would take along with him food and provisions for the journey, and he would seclude himself in the cave of Hira, as it is still found today. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would meditate, he would ponder and reflect on life, he would search for answers for the mysteries of life. And it was in this situation when one day the Prophet of Allah was approached by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and he said to him, Iqra, read. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ma ana biqarin, I am not learned, I don't know how to read. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam then received an embrace and a hug from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter the Prophet of Allah was asked to read, and he was able to read through the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first verse and the first revelation to be revealed was on the 17th of Ramadan, and this was in Makkatul Mukarramah in the cave of Hira. 17th of Ramadan was the first revelation. And the last revelation to come to this world, the last revelation to come to this world has also been noted and jotted down by the scholars of tafsir and the scholars of history. And that is, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. This was the last verse to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 9 days after this verse, the Prophet of Allah passed away. So this shows you that this was the last verse revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are people who are under the misconception that اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا is the final verse to be revealed. That is incorrect, because this verse was revealed during Hajjatul Wada'. Number one, this verse says that today we have completed for you your religion and your deen, and we have completed for you our favors, and we have chosen Islam as your religion. So this kind of like gives the impression that this is the final verse and the final revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what this verse actually means is that in terms of ahkam, in terms of rulings, we have completed your religion. There isn't anything after this. But in terms of admonishment, we are still continuing with our revelation in terms of reforming your morals, in terms of admonishing you with regards to akhirah, in terms of reminding you about other matters. That still continues. So, اليوم أكملت لكم is not the last verse to be revealed to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's try and understand that also. Another thing I want to cover here very quickly is that you see the verses of the Quran in a certain sequence, and you see the surahs of the Quran also in a certain sequence. So the question here arises that the Quran was revealed over 23 years. Who decided on the sequence of the ayat, number one? And number two, who gave the sequence of the surahs? The verses of the Quran were given sequence by the Prophet of Allah himself. And he would be told that this is where this verse fits in, and this is where this verse goes. And you must remember, not every surah was revealed in its entirety at one go. Many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal a portion, and then a portion afterwards. And then the Prophet of Allah would show the Sahaba how the verses would fit in with one another. As far as the surahs are concerned, here the understanding of the ulama is that, and Allama Zurqani rahmatullah also has backed this up, that the sequence were given by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And the consensus of the Sahaba is sufficient for us. The ijma' of the Sahaba is sufficient for us. If they have given a certain sequence, then that is, alhamdulillah, more than enough, and it is sufficient for us to follow. Another important matter to understand is that when you open the Quran, you'll find next to the name of the surah, Makkiyah or Madaniyah. You'll see these words there. Makkiyah or Madaniyah, which basically means a Makki surah or Madani surah. Now, what does this imply? What does the term Makki surah imply, and what does the term Madani surah imply? So in a very simple understanding, you may take it as follows, that whatever revelation was coming down to the Prophet of Allah before Hijrah, before he migrated to Madinatul Munawwarah, is classified as Makki surahs. Al-Makkiyah. Makki surah does not mean that it was revealed in Makkah. Please understand that. Because many times the Prophet of Allah was also out of Makkah when he received the revelation. So any surah before Hijrah is known as Makki surah. And any surah that was revealed after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is regarded as a Madani surah. Now, irrespective of where it was, whether it was in Medina or outside of Medina, wherever it may be, whether the Prophet of Allah was on travel or not, those surahs are classified as Madani surah so long as it was revealed after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, alhamdulillah, we have discussed many points today also. We've discussed the descent of the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Lawhul Mahfuz. We've discussed the descent of the Quran to Al-Baytul Ma'mur. And then we've discussed the third descent of the Quran, which came down to the Prophet of Allah over a period of 23 years through the medium of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. We also discussed the wisdom behind the Quran coming down in bits and pieces and not at one go. We also discussed that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would hurry in the effort to memorize the revelation and the wahid that was coming down, and we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make divine arrangements for that to be taken care of. We also discussed the first revelation, which was Iqra, which came down in Ghari Hira, and we also discussed the final revelation that came down to this world. We then discussed in the end that the sequence that has been given to the Quran in terms of the verses. And one more thing that I forgot that we also discussed is that the Makki and the Madani surah, we mentioned that the Makki surah are those surahs that were revealed before Hijrah, and the Madani surah are those that were revealed after Hijrah. I hope you are enjoying the series. Inshallah, we'll continue with this next week.